Foreign ministers of NATO are meeting today in New York to discuss NATO's operation in Afghanistan. The meeting is hosted by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. NATO took over operations in Afghanistan's southern provinces from the U.S.-led military coalition this summer and is trying to bring stability and help with reconstruction there. It is the largest ever military operation by NATO outside of Europe, but rebels loyal to the ousted Taliban regime are waging a fierce guerrilla war, and NATO's top leaders are calling for more troops. Joop de Hoop Scheffer is NATO's Secretary General. He joins me now from New York. Good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning to you.
Let me ask you, first of all, you have described this ongoing fighting in southern Afghanistan as the most intense fighting that NATO's encountered in its history. First of all, what makes the fighting there so difficult?
The opposing military forces, Taliban, were trying to block off supply lines for the Canadian and Dutch and United Kingdom forces. And that was the reason that NATO ISAF decided to fight them with big success, I must say. It's a very successful operation, but it was on land and from the air with support of the US-led coalition, the biggest fight I think NATO saw in its history. And I say again, it was successful. We could not afford and not accept the Taliban cutting off our supply lines. And by doing that, preventing supplies and also reconstruction indirectly.
Now, NATO has called on its member states to contribute more troops, more equipment to Afghanistan. So far, the response has been less than enthusiastic. Why?
We are not doing that badly. I'll agree with you if you say that we are not entirely there yet. But lots of activities are going on as we speak, of course, also behind the scenes. We have the Polish battalion, which will start to come in rather soon. We have other nations stepping up the plate. I say again, we are not there yet. But there's no reason for panic because we'll make it, I'm quite sure.
What arguments are you making to persuade members of the alliance that it's in their interest to join?
Well, if we don't prevail in Afghanistan, I always say Afghanistan will come to us. How did this start? President Bush said it in his United Nations speech very clearly, I think. It was a black hole, a failed state, Afghanistan exporting terrorism, training terrorists, organizing camps for their training. Do not forget that 9/11 and the people who committed these acts of terror were to a large extent trained and coming from Afghanistan. So we can't fail there. The Taliban, do not forget that either, were among the worst human rights offenders the world has ever seen.
Has disagreement among NATO allies over the war in Iraq made it more difficult to persuade members of the alliance to send troops to Afghanistan?
I do not think so, because do not forget that the NATO operation in Afghanistan has a specific mandate from the United Nations Security Council. And there is, I think, no comparison to be made. One should not compare Afghanistan and Iraq. I think the situation is completely different.
Would you say NATO's credibility is at stake in Afghanistan?
It is for NATO of great importance that we prevail. And indeed, the alliance has to prove, and I can tell you the alliance will prove, that it will prevail in Afghanistan, certainly. It will be tough. It is already tough. The resistance is more stiff than expected, but we'll prevail.
All right. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Joop de Hoop Scheffer is NATO's Secretary General.